Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tell you, but the first year for that staff up at Boca Raton and FAU, and tell you what, the Owls have been doing really good. Willie Taggart's got his coaches on the trail as far as getting those recruits, and nobody does it like Kevin Fielder. He follows FAU football day and night, night and day, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time, and kind of a strange and happy Thanksgiving to you, by the way, and kind of a strange season, to say the least.
Yeah, Larry, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. It's been a really strange season because, you know, FAU played their opening game against Charlotte. They won the game, and then they had 3 weeks off in the middle of the season that no one could possibly prepare for. And so when you miss 3 weeks in the middle of the season, then you have to return on the road against a really good Marshall team, and you were missing a lot of guys as well because of COVID-19 protocols. It's definitely been a weird season, but luckily in the past about 3 or 4 weeks, FAU have been able to play every game, and obviously knock on wood, but being able to play games means that you're able to gain some momentum, gain some consistency, and that's definitely what we've seen so far with FAU.
You know, Kevin, when you have a situation like we're going through, you could come out of it three ways. I mean, you could be totally terrible, totally good, or somewhere in the middle. This is a program that is surprised. I mean, this was the year that they kind of, you know, put the couch over there, put the lawn furniture right where they needed it, you know, try to get things ready to really put it into gear when we come back a little bit off of the COVID and, you know, they can finally get out and see these kids and really, you know, have valid conversations about that with them, about the football program, about the school and such. But they seem to me that winning games has brought this on probably a year, maybe even 2 years sooner than I had anticipated.
Yeah, you know, I guess there's this old saying that winning solves everything. And so far, winning has solved a lot of, you know, maybe the problems that FAU might have on their football team. But when you're winning games and you're winning games consistently, they're now up to 4 games in a row with a victory. And they're against some pretty good teams. UTSA is no slouch. Neither is Western Kentucky. You know, FIU always plays FAU hard. When you win those games, it gets people to buy into the program. It gets fans interested in the program because they see results on the field. And, you know, if they were at maybe, you know, 2-3 or 3-2 or 1-4 or 0-5, maybe there aren't as many fans actually interested in the program or invested in the program. But I think you're starting to see more fans becoming interested in the program because they're winning and they're playing some exciting football on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin Fielder covers FAU, and the Owls are doing extremely well. And you take a look at, you know, you watch them in a game, and first of all, you got to bring your, your little emotional pills with you, because I'll tell you, that team could take you to the depths. I'm telling you, it's I watched them in a couple of games this year, and you know, you're figuring out, no, don't do that, and then all of a sudden the guy runs 40 yards for a touchdown, you go, oh, good play. You know, I mean, like, it's a crazy team to watch, because when you're watching the Lane Kiffin era and then come into this it's a more conservative era. You know, Lane was like one of these, oh, if you want to do that, go ahead and try it. But Willie Taggart's not that way. So it's a different team in that context, but it looks like they're having fun.
Yeah, I mean, they're having fun on the football field. And the past 2 weeks have been a lot more fun, I think, for the offense, because 38 points and 24 points are two of their highest scoring totals. And they've been on the back of really good quarterback play at points by a redshirt freshman in Javion Posey, who's made just his first two starts. And in that first game, it was kind of exactly what you mentioned, this emotional pill almost, because, you know, they're 7-0 and they're playing a close game and they allow a 75-yard rushing touchdown. And then on the very next offensive play, Javion Posey fumbles the football. And everyone's right. Just like, oh, here we go again. And then he rushes for 182 yards, scores 3 total touchdowns, plays one of the better games I've seen from a quarterback in a while, and everyone's just like, okay, that's how that's going to work. And it's definitely a more interesting team because, as you mentioned, you know, it's not like the Lane Kiffin era where they're scoring 45 points a game, scoring 50 points a game, and putting up insanely gaudy offensive numbers and making it look like it's a video game. They're playing some really good defense. And they're playing some defense that is winning them games that they normally wouldn't win. And I think that's a lot more exciting for FAU fans because it's a little bit different.
Right. And I think another reason, too, why things have come together a little quicker is because he has so many people who were on his same page. You know, whether it's Coach Samuels or whether it's Dave Kelly or any of the people that have come with him that have known him for years and know the way that he operates and know the way that he does things. That's really important because sometimes that could take a full year for some staffs to come together just knowing one another.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned that Coach Samuels, Coach Kelly, even their defensive coordinator, Coach Leavitt. Not only does he have head coaching experience, you know, he was really considered the builder of that USF program, but he was also on Coach Taggart's staff just a year ago. And right. So when you have guys who understand what you want to run on both sides of the football and understand how you want to run things, it makes not having a true offseason a lot easier because you're not trying to adjust to a completely different coaching staff, the guys you're not totally familiar with. And I think that was a really good idea by Coach Taggart, bringing in guys that you're comfortable with, bringing guys that you know. And that allows you to build a foundation in that first year. And that's what FAU is doing. They're pretty much building that foundation so that 2-3 years down the line, they have sustainability. And absolute credit to Coach Taggart for that.
No doubt. Kevin, every year our guests get asked this one question. Your go-to has to be the only thing. It doesn't matter what else is on that Thanksgiving table. What has to be there for you?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I think turkey's a staple, and some people don't like turkey. I absolutely love turkey. I think it's stuffing, though. I think stuffing is a really underrated dish because it can be used in a lot of different ways. It can be cooked in a lot of different ways. And honestly, I just don't think Thanksgiving is the same without the stuffing.
Yeah, well, that's a good go-to. A lot of people love stuffing. It's kind of a deal sealer, you know, and in a lot of houses. To me, I was saying I love whipped potatoes. I put roasted garlic in them. I just like that. That's just something to me. I mean, I probably can make it any other day of the year, but on Thanksgiving, for some reason, it tastes good. Before you let you go, tell everybody how they can follow you on social media and such.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at @TheKevinFielder. And you can follow my FAU insight at FQFAU.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.